BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalms chapter 68, verses 19 through 23. God will crush the enemy's head. Praise God for salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Verse 19. This is what David is instructing the Lord's people to do in mass assembly. Why? Because he daily bears our burdens. Jesus bore the cross as an atonement for our sins, once and for all. Every day, as I go about my day, I try to live a life of self-sacrifice for his name's sake. However, at times I fail. Yet, when I confess my sin with a heart to change, he bears my burden. Further, am I burdened by finances? Pray for Jesus bears these too. And am I burdened by ill health? Pray for Jesus bears this too. Am I burdened for other people's problems? Pray for Jesus bears these too. Am I burdened by a loss of a loved one? Pray for Jesus bears this too. Whatever burden my heart burdens my heart, Jesus will bear the burden. Jesus also saves, verse 28. He supplies escape from death, verse 20b. Jesus died and rose from the dead. He promises all who believe in his name, those who call on his name, that they will rise with him to live in paradise forever. When Adam and Eve sinned, the Lord God told the devil that though he would bite the heel of the Savior, who would be the Son of God, with death, that was a bite of death, the Son of Man would crush his head by rising from death. Jesus crushed the head of the devil. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Verse 21, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. He will defeat all his enemies. His garment's hems will be drenched in their blood as he walks through it. The enemies of God will be no more. Jesus will free his people from their evil vices. Verses 22 and 23, Revelation 17, 14, chapter 19, verses 11 to 13, and verses 19 through 21. Yes, there are many reasons to praise God.